My biological mother was around 19 years of age and just wasn't fit to be a mother at the time.
Right.
And her mom and my step-grandfather stepped up. What Bags is trying to provide is something that I think my family could have benefited from. My biological mother's white, so my grandparents are white, obviously. I know there were some internal struggles with my grandparents, just how do we raise a biracial child in the South and in the 90s? What was important to me through my teenage years was connecting with the Black side of me.
Yeah, that's what I want to ask. Did you get to see your father's side of the family at all?
I've never met my grandparents on my biological father's side.
Wow.
Just because there's never been that connection. It has been something that's crossed my mind quite a bit because they're not at fault.
In relationships, like if it don't work with a mother and father, sometimes if that relationship doesn't work, the relationships with the grandparents are disrupted as well. Unfortunately, it's a big ripple effect.
If you keep it hidden, it can't be changed. The estrangement, being cut off from your grandchildren, it is a growing epidemic. And when I talk about what Bags do, the second group, grandparents cut off from their grandchildren, they look at me and they say, oh my God, I haven't seen my grandchild in 8 years because my son's wife is no longer talking to him and won't let me see.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the Highest Point Podcast. This is a podcast for everyone, no matter where you're from, no matter what you've been through. You know you deserve the best and willing to put in the work for progress to reach the highest point. Now, speaking about reaching the highest point, ladies and gentlemen, we have some very, very special guests in the building. I'm talking about we have a visionary, a woman who saw an area that has been overlooked, underserved, and also without personalized service for a long time. And this is our grandparents that raise their grandkids. I'm talking about the founder of Bags being a grandparent support. Miss Janita Spencer is in the building. Thank you so much for joining us. And also we have a very special guest along with her today. I'm talking about a man who was drafted to play professional baseball over a decade ago in the major leagues. He's a two-time All-Star. I'm talking about Mr. Chris Archer. Thank you so much for joining us today, sir.
Sir, thank you for having us.
No problem, thank you. Problem. It's my honor to have you both. you know, and Chris, also, you were raised by your grandparents. And Ms. Janita had this vision and talked about how important it would be to talk about things from your perspective as well. She's going to give us a lot of information here today.
All right, man.
So let's get right into it. You know, I had a great opportunity to be part of the Bags event. I was invited by C&J Towing. And when I was there, it was just very eye-opening for me. Some things that were, when people was giving their testimonies, some things that I didn't think about before because, you know, my grandparents were big and instrumental in my life. First, I would live with my grandmother, and then my grandmother moved in with us, you know, with my mom, my dad. And I just think it's very important what you're doing. So I wanted to ask you, Ms. Janita, what is the mission of Bags? Can you give us a little insight on that?
I sure will. Bags, being a grandparent support, want to actually support grandparents in significant improve their mental health, improve their call their living, improve opportunities for them, and to help them come out of challenging situations by empowering them with information, resources, connections, and services.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks so much for providing that. Now, you know, a lot of times in relationships, like if it don't work with a mother and father, sometimes if that relationship doesn't work, the relationships with the grandparents are disrupted as well. Unfortunately, it's a big ripple effect. And a lot of times we don't really think about it when you're in those moments. And what you're doing brings awareness to that. And with awareness, we can have self-reflection.
Yes.
Because I experienced that myself with, I see my mother, she have a longing for seeing her grandkids, but the relationship with my brother and his wife didn't work out. But so she was impacted. She don't really see them anymore. And it's been years.
Yes.
And it hurts her mentally. So when you talk about the mental health part of it, I don't think we have much areas where we support our grandparents with mental health. So what type of services or things or your plans with Bags to help that particular type of community in that area?
Well, I'll tell you, Matthew, I'm going to kind of be transparent here, how mm-hmm. Bags really got started.
Okay.
Actually started in 2020 as a private Facebook group because Miss Janita was going through some depression.
Wow.
You know, COVID hit. If you were a grandparent with pre-existing conditions, it was stated that you shouldn't go around your grandchildren because they didn't know the impact it would have. So when watching a video one day or a commercial, I saw where these grandparents were going and visiting their grandchildren, mm-hmm. you know, through the glass, through the window. And I thought I could do that, too, with my 3-year-old. Mm-hmm. But he was devastated. When we got there, he couldn't understand why he couldn't jump into my arms and my husband's arms.
Wow.
And so seeing him crying and being so distraught over that, I kind of went into depression.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to reach out to other grandparents because I was hearing that grandparents were going through things. In 2020, we started out with 8. I will tell you, by 21, there was over 60 grandparents from different states across the country coming on, talking, sharing this private group. And I will tell you, by 22, it was almost 200. And because I kept hearing three main groups that needed it, I needed to do something. One, grandparents raising grandchildren due to opioid addiction, due to divorce, incarceration. The second group, which is a growing group, which is now about 1.5 million estimated, is grandparents who are cut off from their grandchildren, no longer in relationships with their adult children's primary. Divorce happens, and the wife says, you can't see your dad, and you're not seeing this grandparent. They were going through mental health. The grandparents that were getting their grandchildren would have one reach out to me saying, my daughter died from COVID. I have 5. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. A grandfather, 80 years old, got a granddaughter, 14. And then the third group, as COVID hit, a lot of entrepreneurs and businesses started, and grandparents were going into poverty, so they began to want to do business.
Right.
The main two groups that Bags support out of the three, we do all three, is grandparents raising grandchildren. I think you heard me say before, the last statistical data, which was kind of 2019, over 90,000 children went into 85,000 grandparent homes just in North Carolina.
Wow. Now, speaking of grandparents, you know, raising grandkids, I wanted to get some questions to you as well, Chris. Something that we like to focus on in this show is the journey. A lot of times people see the end result and have no idea what you went through to get to where you're at. They think it's just, okay, I'm here now. It was just easy. It was simple. But it's not like that. We all know that. So I wanted to ask you, can you give us a little bit of insight of your family dynamics and, you know, how you grew up?
Yeah, of course. You know, I was raised in Clayton, North Carolina. This was almost 35 years ago, whenever I was born. And, you know, times were different. My biological mother was around 19 years of age and just wasn't fit to be a mother at the time.
Right.
And my biological grandmother, her mom, and my step-grandfather stepped up and said, you know what, like, we understand that life happens, like, the things that you discussed earlier, Miss Janita, life happens and this child deserves the best possible life. We think we can give that to him. We have the best opportunity to give that to him. And you know, it was different for me. But I think it made me who I am today, dealing with that type of adversity,
right.
That disattachment or whatever the word is from my biological parents.
Right.
Helped me more equipped for adversity that was to come in life. And a lot of that was, you know, grandparents, when they're raising their grandchildren, it's almost like a second act. You know, they had their trials and tribulations with their children. They saw things that worked really well and maybe some things that didn't.
Right.
And I felt like my upbringing with them was tremendous, better than with what my biological parents could have provided me because they already had the wisdom and the knowledge.
Yeah.
And of course the services that Bags wants to provide will help.
Right.
But I just felt like having my parents give me that foundation, I call them my parents.
Right.
Yeah, they are
100%.
Yeah.
But having them lay that foundation for me, and it wasn't blemish free. I had, you know, some behavioral issues and maturation issues, But overall, I wouldn't be in the seat and wouldn't have been able to accomplish the things that you mentioned earlier,
right,
without them.
Yeah.
And with the community of Clayton and Johnston County,
right,
just being in a good environment.
Yes.
It takes a village.
It takes a village, truly. And the village that I would have been in with my biological parents would have been different.
Right.
Who knows the outcome? I just know I wouldn't be in this seat today with you guys.
Yeah, yeah. I understand that. I totally agree.
I love this. I love this, Matthew, and I love meeting Chris because we want society to know with the right financial support, with the right backings, grandparents can do it.
Yes.
They can do it, and they are really needed. A lot of children are put into foster care, and they get tremendous financial support. They get food stamps, they get child care paid for, and we're finding out that grandparents who do have grandchildren can do the same if they can get those types of support.
Right.
So with BAGS being a grandparent support, it is being better for children to continue to be with relatives,
right,
particularly those that are grandparents who are legacies. They set foundations, but they need that support. And that's why I love meeting Chris, because sometimes grandparents, when they do have challenges, think they need to give up,
right,
need to let go of their grandchildren and put them in foster care. But I'm here to say, grandmamas and grandpapas,
don't give up.
Don't give up.
Yeah, don't give up. And even when it comes to like your mother, Chris, she, like people that's listening to this, because a lot of younger people listening to this, parents, younger parents, you know, you have to. She had the guts to say, I'm not equipped to raise my son. And that's hard. A lot of times people still just try to do it off of pride's sake, and bring that child in that tribe or that environment that wouldn't have been, you know, beneficial for them and their future. So parents, like, it's no shame. And if you can't do it and you have a support like a grandparent by you that is better equipped, that has that knowledge, been through it already, you know, do that. It's going to be much better. And he's a great example of that. You've done great. I've looked at your career and things that you've done, and I don't think that's possible, just like you said, without that strong foundation. So, you know, still kudos to her for having the guts to do that.
Yes.
And major kudos for your parents that raised you as well, because I know it's hard. You came from a whole different era, you know, than what they raised their kids on. So I know it was a struggle there. Any struggles that you can think of that, any insight or advice you think you could give to some people that are living that now?
Yeah, I think just what BAGS is trying to provide is something I think my family could have benefited from. My biological mother's white, so my grandparents are white, obviously. That's who raised me. 35 years ago in the South,
right,
things weren't as open-minded. So I know there was some internal struggles with my grandparents, just how do we raise a biraciial child in the South and in the 90s? So I feel like, again, BAGS will be able to provide counsel,
yes,
for those types of things. And it's not my parents' fault.
Right.
They didn't have the exposure. Today, there are some more resources, you know, because we can look up things on Google,
right,
very easily. But still, if you have actual counsel, And maybe not traditional therapy, but just a resource.
Right.
To say, hey, like, BAGS, we have this resource. We think this will be important for your child to know. He needs to know both sides, even if my biological father has never been involved in my life. I've met him one time. So what was important to me through my teenage years was connecting with the Black side of me.
Yeah, that's what I want to ask. Did you get to see your father's side of the family at all?
So, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that before. I've never met my grandparents on my biological father's side.
Wow.
Just because there's never been that connection. It has been something that's crossed my mind quite a bit, because they're not at fault.
No.
They didn't make any choice but it's just hard also for me, like, again, something that BAGS would be able to help with is helping the child,
right,
navigate these decisions. Do I reach out to my biological grandparents? Is it going to harm my relationship with my grandparents who really stepped up? And, you know, BAGS being that conduit, saying, hey, or maybe introducing the idea to the grandparents,
yes,
that raised me, say, hey, like, we think this would be good for a young biracial kid just to know himself. So maybe we mitigate those behavioral issues or the maturation that might be a little bit slower, because anyone in this world, if you don't know one whole side of your family, even if the race is the same, even if the ethnicity is the same, it's still something missing that you're going to be seeking, that you're going to be looking for. And just to tie it all back in, the resources that Bags will be able to provide will help minimize those issues.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, I totally agree.
I just love you.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, he literally is really, your testimony is so much aligned with what I was talking about with my mother. Because with my brother, you know, he married a woman that was white, so their kids are biracial. They started off, you know, when they was, everything was working great, you know, so my parent had a great relationship with them probably from age 1 to maybe 10, but they haven't really seen them since. And they're like 17, 18 years old now. And my grandmother, I mean, when I'm my grandma, my mom, she wants to see them so bad. She tried to text and reach out, but you know, once you don't see someone for those many years, like the kid can't really help it. Like I don't really have that relationship anymore. I don't know how to really start it or how to navigate this. And, with what you got going on, I think it will really help people start that, at least start initiate some conversations and reaching out. So, you know, anything that you would say for people in those type of situations?
I do. Matthew, one of the things is that if you keep it hidden, it can't be changed. If you don't get the word out there, I'm finding out the estrangement, being cut off from your grandchildren, it is a growing epidemic.
Yeah.
And I mean that. Like I said, I've sat with people in my church, and when I talk about what Bags do, the second group, grandparents cut off from their grandchildren, they look at me and they say, oh my God, I haven't seen my grandchild in 8 years because my son's wife is no longer talking to him and won't let me see. So what we do with Bags, we talk about bringing mediation, bringing families together for that group. Right. For grandparents who are trying to let their grandchildren know they love them and they can't see them, we tell them about Hope Chest. I mentioned that to you earlier, where every Christmas you can put something in that chest. You can put cards in that chest. You can put letters in that chest. When that grandchild decides to, I want, like one of the ladies I met, her grandchild, when she didn't see her from age, I think she was 4, at age 14, she asked her mom, I want to meet my grandmother. And when she came, she had stuff to give her to show her, I hadn't seen you, but you've always been in my heart. So we talk to grandparents about that. We do.
Yeah.
Kids have a piece missing. And Chris, you're so correct. They need to know the whole family, both sides of the family. And unfortunately, as adults, we take it upon ourselves to think about us before our children. But if you ask us, we will say our children come first.
Right.
When you say that, you got to think about that. So that second group of estrangement is not as close as the, you know, 2.5 million children in the U.S. that are going through being with grandparents. But I say again, you know, those type of situations is growing. And when Chris come out, when others like you come out, and when Bags talk about it, we can get mental health people involved. We can get organizations involved, because at the end of the day, the children are our future.
Right.
And we are setting precedents right now, how they mingle in society, how they deal with society. And when you feel like something is missing, that you have a hole, it makes it very difficult to be a part of society.
Yes.
Isolation create mental health issues.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And isolation is something that happens a lot, because a lot of times people in situations think they're in it alone, you know, but it's really so many other families that are going through it too, but they're being isolated. They're in silo as well. But if we, like a community like Bags, I think it's very, very important for people to really, you know, come involved, be in that network. And when you just see others are going through it too, you'll be more prone to learn from their mistakes. Because also, it could be things that we can provide for the kids in the situation as well.
Yes, they need mental health as well.
Yes, they need it. I mean, because it takes a village, you know, and we can get insight from those grandparents. Like, okay, well, this is something new for them too. They are going through something as well as I am. because both are going through a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot because it's even hard. Like I have a stepson, so it's hard in that navigating that dynamic too. You know, like I've been needing support. Like, okay, what can I do to make sure he's getting everything that he needs? You know, because one, I think it's very important for him to have a relationship with his biological dad, although yes. he lives with us. Yes. I think it's important for him to have that relationship. So I push that no matter what, because still at the end of the day, when he look in the mirror, he don't see my face in him. So I think it's important for kids to go somewhere where they see themselves in it, because you would have been able to see yourself in that black side of your family also, just like the other side. And I think that's important. Anything that you think that could have been, you know, more so provided to you, or what was those kind of like inner thoughts when you were navigating as a youngster?
Well, you know, even with the things that weren't perfect mm-hmm. about my grandparents raising me, mm-hmm. Everything was rooted in love.
Yes.
So, you know, whenever I talk about things that, you know, had some flaws, mm-hmm. it's not from a lack of love. It's more from just a true ignorance.
Right.
Which bags can help eliminate some of that ignorance. But, you know, if I got teased because mm-hmm. I was, what was the term? I can't remember. There was a term that a kid called me. I went to a daycare that was predominantly white mm-hmm. and, you know, they called me like the brown kid or something, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, bags could be a resource that right. could help the grandparents. And again, what Miss Janita mentioned earlier from the financial standpoint, my parents had to take out a second mortgage just to feed me.
Wow.
You know, my, mm-hmm. my grandmother, she worked until she was probably 60, 65, normal right. retirement age, but she never made more than $26,000 per year.
Mm. Right.
You know, and, you know, again, we're talking about in the 90s, late mm-hmm. 80s into early 2000s when the disparity in women and men compensation was pretty yeah. large.
Right.
There's still a gap there.
Right.
That's a whole nother topic. But, you know, my mom never made more than $26,000. My dad probably made between $50,000 and $60,000 mm-hmm. at his peak earning.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a relatively decent family household income, but as you get older, bills grow.
Yes.
It's not the mental health that suffers for older people. There's also a physical health element too.
Right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, Chris, you're right.
There's more doctor visits. There are more prescriptions you have to mm. pay for. Even if you have good insurance, there's still a level of that's investment. Right. And my parents always helped out my biological mother too. And
right.
she has other children.
That's right.
So there's a whole extra financial dynamic that's going on. Again, bags can help with that. And
right.
and even if it's not an overwhelming amount of mm-hmm. actual physical monetary, but the knowledge
right.
to help make a budget.
That's right.
To yeah. help say,
knowledge
okay.
knowledge is power.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so yes, there were some flaws. Another thing that Miss Janita talked about that I didn't necessarily deal with, but helping the grandparents understand technology.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a big gap in like a 60 or 70 year old grandparent age person and a 10, 12, 15 year old that's introduced this technology.
Right.
There could be a big gap and, you know, a kid's going to be a kid. They're going to go surfing. They're going to probably stay on it too long.
Right.
The grandparent might not know
mm-hmm.
how this device might have a hold on them and really be shaping who they are. So again, bags can just provide so many resources that I could have had help with, but
right.
even a new age child and new age grandparents can have help with as well.
Yeah, that, is that is huge. That is huge because a lot of times people will put that device in front of a kid.
Mm-hmm.
This is where they're still, they're not doing anything, but the amount of hours that they are on that device, they are being raised by social media, not you.
That's
because
true.
They are spending more time there. So our older, you know, group, they don't know how to put those parameters on that phone.
They do.
They don't know how to go on the net and put, okay, you're going to be on here until 9. You're going to be on here until 6. So can you talk to that a little bit about
you? Now, let me say there's two aspects because with bags, we have grandparents that are in their 30s.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A large group in their 30s and 40s, and even some of them are not They use it as babysitters as well. Mm-hmm. But then the older generations on another spectrum, Matthew and Chris, where they're not knowledgeable about technology. And so that kind of gives me leeway into what Bags offer on our website. Mm-hmm. We do have an organization called Cyber Seniors, which is two young girls that actually started a high school project. Grandparents were far away and they couldn't communicate with them. So they went and taught them how to use FaceTime and things of that nature.
Right.
And so they are on an organization. Chris, you also mentioned about when the parent volunteers. And Matthew, on our website, we have Create a Family. Mm-hmm. On Create a Family on our website, there are forms and documents where parents can voluntarily allow grandparents by signing those documents to have the rights. Because what happens when grandparents take the children, they go to an emergency room, hospitals or schools, they tell them, you don't have any rights. Mm-hmm. But there's documents on Bags. Bags also have mental health therapists that are on there, some that are particularly that does aging, that does the older population, the caregivers. So everything you guys are saying got my skin a tingle, because Bags is really more phenomenal than I realized. I sit here in this podcast.
It's needed.
But it is, but the thing of it is, we have Bags of Goodies also, which is a speaker platform. We bring people on. And there's a key thing that Chris has said, and you too, Matthew. We've had a young man to come on named Daniel Perry to talk about gangs. In North Carolina, we are bombarded by gangs, and a lot of grandparents are blind to it. They don't understand why their kid won't wear certain colors or why she plaits her hair a certain way. Or why the school is calling saying that they're not showing up for class. So we want to educate, and that is one of the pieces, is information, resources, and education, because you become empowered. Now, the other piece I want to share with Chris briefly is that $26,000 that your grandparents are making, I hate to tell you, but people are still making that.
Yeah.
People are still in that range, and that's the sad part of it. So when you get two or three grandchildren and you are still getting that type of income, and they tell you we're counting your Social Security also, and they're telling you that we are counting everyone in your household income, therefore you're not getting food stamps. Therefore, you're not getting child care paid for. Therefore, you're not getting Medicare to help pay for these things. That is what's still happening today. I told Matthew earlier, I saw something that Biden put in place in 2021 and sent something, a report to Congress, calling it Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Act. And this was in 2021. And the research shows that it's majority African-American and Indians that are in this, American Indians in this situation. However, they're saying the way the government is designed, it is not designed to help. So that's why it is important for you, everyone to get together and started making the government notice what is needed. This is why we have these conversations. This is why we have to come out, because if we keep it hidden, nothing will change.
Right.
It is an ongoing battle. And even with the research, they also found out that most of the grandparents are going into poverty, losing their homes because they can't get it. But yet the government says, you don't meet these guidelines. Your income is too high. How can someone's income be too high to feed a child? How can someone's income be too high that I have to quit my job because I can't afford daycare? The average parent that keeps the child is paying anywhere, and I can speak from experience because I'm helping my daughter right now, is having to pay. My grandkids are in school, but she's got to pay $800 a month for two children to have before and after school care.
Yeah.
So she can work, so her husband can work.
Right.
So there's a lot that has to be changed. And these types of platforms, and that's what Bags is, an information, resource, education, connection, in love, baby, because we love what we do. And the fact that you do not have to be a grandparent to come on board, to volunteer. Mm-hmm. We're expanding our board. We need more people. There are people that are coming to us, but we need even more. And we've got some mega projects coming up and some things that we're doing. I'm sorry. I'm just passionate. And you guys got my juices going here.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's so important. I mean, just like those funds are needed and it's not supplied by our government because they're not really noticing that need. I mean, just like you said, your grandparents had to pull out a second mortgage. So many are having to go through things like that.
That's
even worse.
That's right.
You know, and then not having the education to go along with it, or like knowing the know-how. That's what I mean by the education, because that know-how. Because even you talked about those 30-year-old grandparents, that know-how for them also, they need to really, they can really look at things that they, because they're on their phones a lot. 30-year-olds are on their phone a lot. So they just can give a device to a child and they're on their device as well. So we need to learn, okay, we need to pull back away from this. Because also, if a child see you always on your phone, they're going to pick up on that. You know what I mean? They're going to pick up on that. Because, well, that's what mom and pop's doing. I'm also going to do it too. And then that's going to be a separation of a relationship, an important one. So I think all of that is very, very important for us. So we talk about the things that are that you're currently doing now. Any goals that you have? Any? What are your aspirations for the future?
Wow. I call it Bags Vision Mission. Vision Mission. Again, I think I mentioned earlier about wanting grandparents to be able to have the same type of resources that they give foster parents. I can speak from this from experience.
Yes.
My mother and I were foster parents for 14 years. We got babies that were newly born that were coming to the home. And if we needed anything, the government provided speech therapists. They provided payments for child care.
Wow.
They gave us vouchers if kids that we got, you know, if we had the bottles, if we didn't have bedding, if we didn't have linen, they provided that. They provided transportation. They provided those things. It is our vision that Bags will be able to do that for the grandparents, particularly those who unexpectedly. I want a We Care voucher.
Mm-hmm.
A We Care voucher, where if a grandparent gets a grandchild, they can get and apply for this voucher and go get the bed and get the bottles, get the playpens, get the crib, that type of thing.
Right.
We also are learning that because their income doesn't qualify, that there's food insecurities that's currently happening with grandparents. And so there's some organizations that I've been meeting. That's how I met with one with Chris and I through One Promise, One Compassion. I'm sorry. And however, even though we've got some organizations in place, we need a place to distribute. We need volunteers to distribute it for us to have so they can come in and get it. I'm working, ready to work with an organization called Stop the Hungry. She started back in COVID. One of my grandparents that received a Grandparent Community Service Award. That's one of the things we do. She actually, this grandparent helped feed 60,000 people during COVID and caught COVID twice herself.
Wow.
This organization has grown to the point that they have a warehouse and they've offered Bags this assistant, but I don't have a distribution place location and I don't have the volunteers to do it. So that is one of the other missions. Bags also want to do what we call a scholarship. College bound. Now you may be thinking about college bound for the teens that are being raised by grandchildren. Yes, we want to be able to buy household stuff, so like the linen, the bed, the towels, because a lot of times, depending if you're with a grandparent, there are funds available for your tuition and fees sometimes. But the household part, the microwave and all of that, is not, and Bag wants to do that. But we also want to send grandparents that want to go back to school.
Right, right.
Grandparents who want to get more education, especially those that are business owners that don't understand a business plan, not how to use social media to advertise.
Right.
So we want college bound to work for both grandparents and for the teens.
Yes.
I mean, you know what? I know I got a big vision, but
it's never too late.
Yes. I mean, we want to call this the insecurity, the food cupboard. The food cupboard, where you can come and you can get this in the college bound. But these are just a few things that Bag have vision of. We have a big vision.
Right.
Yeah, we're a small group, but we know that this is needed. So again, I want to mirror everything that foster parents get.
Right.
Everything that they can get. And even they need more, but I still, because they can get a check. Now, let me be honest. I told Matthew this. Ms. Janita's transparent. There are some grandparents that could get it if they let their grandchildren become wards of the court.
If what does that mean, though?
Okay. The problem is they're fearful that if I let my grandchild become wards of the court so I can receive these benefits, or they can receive these benefits, then when my child gets herself together, the immature, the mental health, whatever, then they may not be able to get their children back.
Oh.
Because now we're on a whole nother level. And I talk to grandparents. I understand. So, yeah, there are some that are struggling, but they want to reunite their children with their moms and their dads. And they don't want them to have to fight the system.
Right, right.
So I say to that, I understand. Now, are all grandparents the right grandparents to raise grandchildren? There's a small group that are not.
Right.
But that's where Bags come in with the mental health, the education. There is a young lady that has advocacy and consulting. She's going to be a part. She's doing a workshop coming up this month. Do you know your parental rights? Mm-hmm. Do you suspect your child has a disability?
Right.
this your child struggling in school, even though she does parent advocacy, grandparents are parents. So when Chris say, I call my grandparents my parents, they are your parents.
Facts.
They are your parents for most children. Yeah. So these are the types of things. When you go on bagsgoodlife.org, it's our website, you find these resources, you find these documents, you find the connectivity. We are right now in the mix of trying to put together a mental health advisory council. I have a meeting coming up with Charles Ashley, who has a program, and Miss Danielle, and they're going to start trying to recruit because when I get calls about wanting to commit suicide, be it from children or grandparents, we need to know as bags how to direct them, how to help them, because it is real. It is growing. It is an epidemic.
Yes.
So those are the things right now that bags vision. We got some things we're doing right now that's coming up. So when you ask me that, I'll tell you that too.
Yeah, absolutely. What you got now coming up?
Well, let me say this. One, we are expanding our board. We are reaching out for anybody who has board experience, have experience in mental health, have experience in legal system, that type of thing, or those. And we have an application on our website right now.
Okay.
Again, bagsgoodlife.org. We're looking for a director of partnership to create partnerships with other organizations. We're looking for a director of development to help with fundraising, marketing, those types of things. And then we want general board members that will connect and participate in events and make choices of that. We also have coming up National Grandparent Week celebration.
Okay.
On September the 10th, it is a national holiday, Grandparents Day, but also week. In, I want to say 1978, it was established by a young lady named Marion with West Virginia. And then in 1978, President Jimmy Carter made it an official national holiday to celebrate grandparents for their values, for their legacy. And so Bags is going to be doing something special that week. We're going to be giving away gifts and prizes if the people respond that I asked them for donations. But anyway, we're going to each day we're going to have grandparents submit their names and stuff and pictures of their kids. And we're going to draw names for prizes during that whole week.
Awesome.
For 3-4 days. Then we also got gowns for girls and tux for boys with a sprinkle of cuts and curls.
Okay.
That is a project that's going to roll out in 2024. However, we're going to start working now for grandparents raising teen boys and teen girls that want to go to the prom next year. Mm-hmm. We're going to start pulling together volunteers to collect gowns, to collect tuxedos, to collect suits.
Right.
We're going to recruit barbers and hairdressers
right.
to do their hair for the prom. And we're going to do a drawing to pay for those prom tickets so they don't have anywhere that they can have a memorable night for their life to remember. And then last but not least, of course, in Christmas, we'll be doing bags, boxes, and bows.
Okay.
Christmas wishes, where we will be selecting or getting grandparents that are raising grandchildren. Last year, actually in Smithfield, I went, one of the grandparents given to me, I ended up going before a nursing home.
Okay.
And I thought I was at the wrong address. Mm-hmm. But when she opened the door, she had her grandson in there.
Oh,
her daughter willingly came and said, Mom, I need to recommit myself due to some drug addiction, and I'll be back. And he was a month old. The baby was 10 months old, and Bags got a call to add her to our boxes, bowls, in Christmas. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's.
I could not believe she had that baby in a nursing home in a room, but it was a private-owned nursing home who was working with her temporarily,
right.
And I still stay in contact with her today. So these are the kind of things we got coming up and we're doing, but we need volunteers.
Yes.
We need help. We need donations. Anyone listening that want to donate to us, they can go on Bags Good Life. And I do say being a grandparent support is a good life.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
And click that donation button. And if you want to be a part of our executive board, you can also go on bagsgoodlife.org and fill out the application, and we'll be doing some interviews starting in the month of October.
I love it. I'm gonna include all that information in the description below, so everyone make sure that you tap in, because awareness is so key and important. Because you know, we're talking about these things now, spreading the word, and then having some action behind it on these actionable items.
Yes.
Can really make a big difference. Now, I heard you talking about things like you know, like the tucks and the dresses and things like that. Because even if someone can't support monetarily, those type of things like that go a long way in a family. And it's an experience for that child also that they may have missed out on. They may have a longing for, okay, I didn't even get to go to my prom because my grandparent couldn't afford.
That's right.
The tux, couldn't afford the dress.
That's right.
You know, you don't want to take it out on them personally because they just couldn't afford it, but it's still something that you missed.
A lot of people got gowns they only bought one time and wore one time.
Right.
Tux too.
Right. So it's so important to be able to, you know, donate those things, do certain drives to help people in those type of situations. So I think it's very important for everyone to tap in and just be aware and spread the word, spread the word.
Matthew, they can go to our event calendar on Bags Good Life. We're going to have our first interest in that particular project, Gowns mm-hmm. for Girls, Tux for Boys, on September the 26th. It's going to be a virtual meeting. We'll have two virtuals, and then we'll have one in person. So go to our event calendar if you want to keep up. Click Get Involved and select what area you want to get involved in. All that's on our website.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Chris, did you have any foundations or anything that you was working on currently in your field? Because I know this is personable to you, and I can appreciate all the support that you provide. Anything that you want to add on to that?
You know, I'm here to completely support Bags today and to show the impact grandparents can have in someone's life. So that's why I wanted to come today.
Yeah.
It's nothing. I don't want to talk about anything outside of that.
Absolutely.
I'm just like in the passenger seat today.
Right.
So, this is the only thing I wanted to say was, we said this right before we came on, but it is a challenge for grandparents, but if you stick through and don't give up, you're really altering the course of someone's life that can have a positive impact on the world.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's like my biggest takeaway. I've had so many selfless acts done for me.
Right.
Number one, whenever I was an infant, dang near, you know, my grandparents taking that selfless act to change my life. But I've had great mentors, great friends along the way. So now I feel like now that baseball's over, I'm 10 years, I'm good.
Okay.
I feel like now it's time for me to reciprocate that selflessness, that love, that energy that I got to take me where I'm at today.
Right. And it's amazing that they instilled that in you. 'Cause, you know, even though, I don't know, it's like when you look back, 'cause a lot of things that my parents and my grandparents and things said to me, like game when I was young, like just giving me game, right? It didn't make sense until I was older. I didn't connect those dots until later. But that foundation was supplied. So even though like the grandparents that are listening or parents that's listening, you know, your kids seem like they're not listening to you right now. They're not paying no attention. They're being hard headed. But with you still putting it in their head, it's going to eventually click. They're going to have that click moment. And that I was talking about that ripple effect earlier, like when families, you know, have ripple effect where they have those disconnections and don't have those relationships. But guess what? There's positive ripple effects also. And Chris is a great example of that.
So,
you know, he had that, you know, relationship with his grandparents growing up. They were selfless, did put all that work in. And now he put a lot of work in himself to get to
yes,
where he was. It takes a lot to get to what you was doing, being a play in the major leagues, which is incredible. But now that ripple effect, that positive ripple effect is coming as well. You never forgot where you came from. You right here in Clayton now, North Carolina, still where your roots are. So I think you deserve a salute for that. And I appreciate what you're doing as well and being a part here with Miss Janita. So I think it's so, so dope.
Thank you very much, Matthew.
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
yes, sir.
Chris.
Thank you, Miss Janita. Thank you.
I'm just overjoyed and my heart is full right now because Bags being a grandparent support, I do want people to understand grandparents are different today. And the expectations should be different too. When I say that, energy wise, love, active, involved in things. Matthew came to our first anniversary coming out and we did our thing.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we had a good
time.
They
had a dance routine and everything.
And we plan to do more. We're going to have this annual, you know, but I do hope you all listen today. I do hope you go on our website and get involved. But also those programs that are kinship care programs out there, Bags is looking to continue to partner with you, aunts and uncles.
Yes.
That are raising their nieces and nephews and other family members. Mm-hmm. We all have to come together if we're going to make changes.
Yes.
In the way the government is handling things and the way society is not involved.
Yes, absolutely. We all have to come together, and together we can reach the highest point. So I really appreciate you all joining us today. It was a pleasure. I learned so much from the both
of
you.
Thank you.
And to everyone tuning in, you guys hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace.
Peace.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.